Vamos, 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 Bada-sa-tu-dam-ba-da-va-ra-sa-ba-ji-din-jim-ba-ji-vun-du-ve-ka-lo-ju-ma. Sangha-chum-den-de-pan-ja-va-sa-ja-du-va-la-ja-ta-la-ju-du-ja-lu-ju-yo. Dunda-jo-da-sipa-su-ma-di-nyam-e-ju-jen-jo-la-ja-ta-la. Can you read the last part of English? Good evening. So today I was unable to do the I came down to do the preparation, but I was unable to do. Tomorrow that and to little bit teaching today, and then we do the soul offering, just for preparation. So this verse mentions this verses which is mentioned by Buddha and the end of the Dhammakara Sutra. This verse comes there.
and in the Diamond Kara Sutra teaching at the end. So they looking at the causal phenomena, looking at causal phenomena. All the phenomena, the phenomena which are caused the phenomena, they meditate in their nature. Looking at them in their nature, the faults and reality, and nature impermanence, they do not last. That constantly say, decaying, changing, decaying. Not only decaying day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, even within second, the subtle impermanence, even within second, they do not last. They decay even within a second. Not only second by second, but even within second. So, so that do not last. They decay. And so that constantly, this is their nature. So, particularly what we should concentrate on is the this causal phenomena is in your own life, also alive, including this, so, including I, this aggregates, this body, possessions, surrounding people, family members, friends, enemies, strangers. So, particularly with, these are the subjects to causal phenomena. Particularly, we have to remember. So they look at the nature, see that which all appears to you something else which doesn't exist, all these things, and reality is something else, emptiness. Reality is their very nature is emptiness. Empty, so empty of how they appear to you, and empty of how we have been believing, how we have been holding on to, how we have been holding on to things, empty of that. So the phenomena is empty of. empty of how they have been appearing to our hallucinated mind, and empty of how we have been believing at them, how we have been holding on to them, all the time. Oh, so empty of that. Oh, that's what they're saying. Empty of that. See? So this, that part is the false. so that's. So all the this is our biggest problem, and all the other problems are problems with the attachment, problems with the anger, problems with ignorance, jealous mind, pride, all the doubts, all problems with all the emotional mind. This is the basis, comes from this, the way that phenomena appear to most of the hallucinated mind appeared a false, which is not there, and they didn't believe. Then on top of that, that's not the only problem. The problem is that then we let our mind hold on to that. This is the present true. So no doubt, no question. So live life completely. We live life completely. so we live life completely with that. It's a unbelievable, shocking. If you realize this, we've been cheating ourselves constantly, from beginningless rebirth, not only from this morning, not only now, not only from this morning, not only from birth, not only from birth, you know, since consciousness took place in the fertilized egg, in the mother's womb, not only from that time, from beginningless rebirth. So constantly. So not only problem that appeared the wrong way. You see all these phenomena that which are that our mind labeled constantly, this and that. So then appeared back to our mind, you see. hallucinating the mind. Not merely labeled by mind. Right, just second before your mind is merely impeded. Just second before your mind is merely impeded, you know. But then it's not aware of that, and not aware of that at all. And see what your mind labeled merely impeded, and then it appeared back the next second. something totally. So there's many different levels. So so when it appeared back, when it appeared back, it has as permanent. That's somewhat the forget the Sanskrit name. Chitamerva. So Bhagava. I forgot. Bhagava. Actually, I forgot. Anyway, the four schools of Buddhist philosopher. The Chitamerva. It has eighteen groups, 18 schools, 18 schools. Devachopke. So that's the name of Deva. So on. So So it appear. So they see in the Hindu religion. the I as the self, you know, believed permanent, you know, what's called Atma. Believe permanent, and say existing, say alone, existing with his own, existing alone without dependence, parts and existing, say with its own freedom without dependent cause conditions. So like that. So here in the Buddhist. Babashika, that's right. Babashika school, the Chetamerva, which is the 18th school. However, the first one. So there you see the view of this school. Even this first school. reality or the view of the school, however, this is empty, it's empty of permanence. The eyes empty of permanence. Mm. natural exhibits is under the cause conditions. So they existing under the cause and conditions. So it changes, you know, it changes and decays, you know, constantly. So it's a natural impermanence. So it's immutable, permanent. And then the MD of existing dependent parts, so the MD, it's MD of existing alone, and it depends on cause conditions. It exists, it is MD of existing with its own freedom. So that, that's the reality. So if you analyze, this is what we discover. If you analyze, this is what you discover. The nature of the I self is here. So the same, the rest of the phenomena, cultural phenomena. So, so there is when it, second before the mind impeded eye, mind which the you see focus or sees the aggregates. You see. So doing the different activities, so the mind will see the aggregates, you see, then merely impute the eye, and then the next second it appears back, and then you see, then you see, appeared back as permanent, it appeared back as existing alone, appeared back as, you see, existing with freedom, with its own freedom. So there's all this hallucination we have with the I, the self. So when it appears back, you see, this extremely gross wrong view. You know, unbelievable, extremely gross. So on top of that, then this that this. So the so the I mean the all the school the the view that the self not all that, but empty of self-sufficiency. Rangyatubi zeyudu chukutongwa. Empty of self-sufficiency. So the existing without dependent aggregates, and the continuity of that. So, collections of aggregates and the continuity of that without dependent, so the as a controller of the aggregates. So, so self-sufficiency, you see. So when the eye appears back, second before your mind is labeled, but next second when it appears back, you see, then there's another hallucination, self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency. Appear like that. Then, then there's also saying, then maybe also this say, the say, outwardly existing, so. Chiro Tundi Dhruva, there's a there's a the Akon Mata make a school that so they say the phenomena that the imprint what's left on the substance or the imprint was left on this, the seven conscience, the base of all, the samsara, nirvana, so substance, the imprint, what's left on that, then manifest out one as knower, one as the knowing phenomena, shepa, knowing phenomena, the one is the object of that knowing phenomena. So manifest out with two things, subject and object. So the without depending on the substance left on the seven conscious, without depending on that, manifesting onto a subject object, so that is without depending on that, you know, substance or the imprint or the left on seven conscious manifests out, as one subject and one object. So that's so in here this. Have this hallucination, you know, say, outer world existing, on the appear. However, then the Rangyubas, you know, the mathematical school, Rangyuba, Sautana school, Debatua, the truly existent, is there. So, that say without depend on you see appearing to the valid mind and say and that valid mind labeling without depending on that and then existing is here from its own side. So the that definition of true existence according to the Madhyamaka school, the Sautantra school, Rangyuba. So that the second, the minute, I mean the second with the I self, you know, first second the mind merely emitted, then next second you see appear back as that, you know, that true, that type of true existence, you see. It's also there. It's also there. This hallucination is also there. This, you know, this false I is also there. So then next, then the very subtle one. Then the very subtle one, the very subtle, see, object to be reputed, dakcha, the very subtle object to be reputed. So, so the Sautantric school, see, the eyes merely, eyes labeled by mind, eye has to be labeled by mind, you know, come from mind. So therefore, you know, therefore can't truly exist, you know. From its own side. So it means truly exist. Here the definition of truly existence is without the mind labeling, you know, truly existing. So for that, so of course, as I mentioned before, we had this hallucination on the eye appear back. I appear in that, in this form of hallucination. There. And then the, what, so what the Rangyuba think is correct. You know, the eye is labeled by mind, but it should have existence from its own side. It's labeled by mind, but it should have existence from its own side. So, now that there should be something from its own side, you see. There should be something from a side object, you see. So now that, now what Rangyuba Sautantra school think correct view, that's totally incorrect according to the Prasangika school view, which is the next one. The Madhyamaka school, the second one, the Prasangika school. So that's totally wrong. which they think is the correct view, but next, according to the Bandhavya school, Prasangya school, it's completely wrong. So it is labeled by mind, but it should have, there should be something existing from the side. How is that? Otherwise, how can it exist? You know, so they can't figure it out. So they can't figure it out. You know, the immediate label, but they can't understand. So can I say, if it's immediate label, then it doesn't exist. That's what they think. You see, so cannot accept the one object. Cannot accept the I, you know, existing as a existing. You know. mere level by mind, existing in name, mere level by mind, couldn't understand that. And so, mere level by mind, existing mere name, mere level by mind. So therefore, it's empty. Therefore, it's empty of existing from those sides. So they couldn't put two things together: existence, the subtle dependent arising, existence and the emptiness. personally, view emptiness that that extremely the most subtle emptiness. So, however, that is the emptiness. There's only one emptiness that you can. By realizing you can eliminate root of samsara, you see. So what Rangyupa believes that exists. label of a mind, but it should there should be something existing from the side. So, so that one, so that is the, so that is I say, that is the reputing object, the Prasangika school view object to be reputed. There should be something existing from sub object. Although that one is, even though it's a label, but that one, total non-existence. So when you realize that, then you realize person can still view emptiness. Oh, the emptiness. There's only one that which directly eliminate the root of samsara, the ignorance. root of one's own samsara, the ignorance. holding the eyes truly existent, while there's no such eye exist at all, and holding the aggregates as truly existent. While such aggregates, you know, total non-existent, not merely label one. You see something, I which is not a merely label one, I guess which is not a merely label one, total non-existent. Yeah, so there's a huge, huge piles of hallucination. When the eye appeared back after the mere invitation, and when it appeared back, next second there's a huge piles of hallucination. You see, so that, So far, so therefore, the answer is answer. You know, why you have fear? Why you have fear? You know, or why you have fear? You see, or why you feel unhappy? You know, why you experience feel unhappiness or depression? However, you see, so whatever the problems, whatever the problems of mind, whatever the problems about it, even this, you know, even this, you press here, you feel pain, you know, you press here. Why you feel pain? It's of great bliss. So, so, you know, yeah. Oh, anyway. So why there's pain? Why you experience pain? So same, yeah. When we say when you go, so when you go through the drawers or sometimes you bang or had a drawer or some knock, you see a pen table or something. So why you feel pain? You know, so that or that. So same. Oh, why there's a attachment arising, you know, in the daily life, certain object attachment arising, certain object anger arising, certain object pride, you know, jealous mind, so ignorance, so this in the daily life, in the different objects, why it's happening, so that you know, all these wrong concepts. Superstitious thought. You see, because it's not true. As it, because the object, what it believes, what it projects, is not true. It doesn't. It's not there. It doesn't exist. Each delusion has its own view projected. And that it believes, which is not true, doesn't exist. Because doesn't exist because it's all built, after, on the basis of the projection by the ignorance, you know. The projection, projection, false view, projection, object repeated, projected by the ignorance on what is merely imputed by mind. So, I, action, object, the phenomena which are merely imputed by the mind, merely imputed by your mind. So, mere imputation by your, you know, say, by your mind. Say. So, right at that second, there's a projection decorated on that mere imputation. Right at that second, it's a projection decorated, hallucination decorated on the mere imputation. So then made it real, everything made real, you see. This true existence, you see. what exists is the first one that merely imputed by mind, that's what exists. But the next thing, when it appears back, you see, next thing that, then you see, projection, the hallucination, the true existence, decorated, you know, on the things by the ignorance, you know, by the concept of holding ignorance, holding true existence, see, by living by leaving the negative imprint on the mental continuum, and then from the mental continuum, then you see this project. This hallucination is decorated there. So comes from there, hallucination comes. The projection is decorated there. So the true existence. So that's how you see everything matter real, you know, something which is not there. I, action, object, everything, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, happiness problem, even day-to-day life, happiness problem. So everything, you see, matter something real, you know, by your mind. Matter something real by your mind, by the ignorance. You see. So, it created your own hallucination. It created your own hallucination, your own world, hallucination. See that. So what I was saying before was so people ask, well, in the West, you see, especially why there's fear? You know, why people have fear? You know, one of the questions. What is fear? So anyways, it's the same, you know? It is the same. Any, any problems, say, you know? So that, not only that question, but any, see, why there's problem, or say, What is anxiety or all that? Fear, worry, I mean all that thing, all the things, you see, all the mental problems and as well as all the physical problems, physical pain. So as I mentioned there, so including these, because we let, didn't realize. Didn't realize that I was empty, as well as the action of the object. You see, I didn't realize it. Empty as the empty. from beginningless rebirth. You see, so this hallucination that you have created. You see. projected by your ignorance. So then something appears, something real, you see, independent or true reason. So then we let our mind to hold on to that, it's true. So from beginningless rebirth, you see. So that's the ultimate answer. That's the ultimate answer why we have all this, you know. So anyway, even the you know, relating to individuals, all the difficulties, whatever, you see. So everything is because of that, came from that. So including the world problems, the same. There's a war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, sicknesses, dangerous fire, water, air, earthquakes. tsunamis. President Clinton mentioned it's natural, but I don't think it's natural. And it's not natural. It's not natural because if there's no mind, it doesn't exist. If there's no mind, tsunami doesn't exist. If there's no mind, tsunami doesn't exist. If there's no mind, tsunami doesn't exist. If there's no obscured mind, tsunami doesn't exist. if there's no obscured mind. If there's no obscured mind, Swami doesn't exist. How does Swami? I mean, say, there's no cause for Swami to happen. You know, if there's no obscured mind, if there's no need karma, Swami doesn't exist. If there's no need karma, Swami doesn't exist. Okay, so that. all the people, see, wouldn't suffer. Yeah, that wouldn't happen. All the people, due to the condition, all the people suffered, and the whole valley washed away, so that, you know, even the big hotels filled with water. So they, all that. I don't think it's a great bliss. But I don't think it's an experience of great bliss. So it's a suffering. See, anyway, so without need karma, it's impossible to happen. So it's not. It came from the creation of need karma. It's production of need karma, and negative thoughts. You know, negative action. So it's not natural. That's not natural at all. If that is natural, then everything will be natural. If tsunami is natural, then everything is not karma. Not that karma. No karma doesn't exist. If that is natural, then everything is natural. You know, independently happening. Doesn't depend on karma. Doesn't depend on the mind of sentient beings. So that means the people who although died, suffered all this, they didn't depend on karma. You see, if you say that's natural, then all these people who suffered, died during that time didn't depend on karma. So that means karma doesn't exist. Then you see, if karma doesn't exist, then you don't have, then we don't have freedom to overcome karma. If the karma doesn't exist, then we don't have freedom. Our life doesn't have freedom over karma. We can't change karma. You see? What did I say? Huh? What? Yes, that's right. Thank you very much. That's right. So, yeah, if that's natural, then everything will be natural. Everything has got to be natural. All those people who died, suffered fear, unbelievable fear, you know, it's all natural. Then karma doesn't exist, you see. Then if karma doesn't exist, okay, then we don't have freedom. You see, we don't have freedom to overcome suffering. We don't have freedom to overcome suffering. Okay, so we say then there's no freedom to achieve liberation. There's no freedom to achieve liberation, which means cessation of the suffering and its cause. You know, the action and delusion. So cessation. That is the liberation. So means you can't achieve liberation. See. No way you can achieve enlightenment for that.